AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Yo, step into the ring where the stories get raw. Junkyard James spitting truth, no flaw. Beyond the junkyard, the tales collide. Wrestling's wild side, come and take the ride. Chairs fly, ropes snap, legends unfold. Every move, every slam, the drama is gold. From the underground brawls to the title fights, we break it all down under spotlight nights. Beyond the junkyard, where the stories get told. Steel cages, bright lights, the moment's so bold. From the past to the future, the mat stays strong. Junkyard James, keep it real all day long. Tune in, strap up, it's about to get wild. Powerbomb the truth, no sugar, no mild. Every heel, every face, every match that burns. The junkyard delivers, now it's your turn. So hit play, no delay, the bell has rung. Beyond the junkyard, where the legends are sung. Junkyard James got the mic in his grip. Wrestling podcast vibes, now let's take the trip.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to episode 143 of the Beyond the Junkyard podcast. I am your host, Junkyard James. This is the Saturday show. Thank you all for tuning in. And I wanted to, as we start this episode, let you know what about some changes that are going to take place on this Saturday show, and we'll start with this episode. The biggest change is going to be just basically, like, I used to handle this Saturday show as an extension of the Thursday show, and I would just create a second show with multiple segments and multiple stories that I wanted to talk about in the wrestling business. You know, we started this Saturday show doing things like Smash or Pass and trying to make it more of a community-based show where we could have a little bit of fun. But I'm transitioning this at least for the next few months until we hit back into, like, the peak season of wrestling, and where I can have two shows that are, you know, an hour or longer each. I'm transitioning this show to really be my monologue, my rant of the week. And we have the Mid-Carter Meltdown on Thursdays, but this is going to be like a topic about the wrestling business that I feel pretty strong about, and I want to take 30 to 45 minutes to break down. And sometimes it may just be an extension of what my Mid-Card Meltdown is on Thursdays. And sometimes it's a completely different topic that I just want to kind of break down it and discuss. So we'll start with that. Today's episode, I don't want it to be much longer than, 30, 35 minutes. Because there's a lot of content and I've on social media and everything. And I understand that, the shorter the content, the more, the likelihood of people staying and watching the whole thing. And I don't want to just put a bunch of filler stuff in this show. So without further ado, folks, it's everybody's favorite part of the week. It is time for the monologue. But before we jump into the show, I got to give a huge shout out to all of our affiliate partners, WWE Shop. Go to the link in the description below or the show notes below. We got to talk about StubHub. That link's also below. But W.GG, they power this show. Use the code Beyond the Yard to get 10% off of your order at W.GG. I just bought some W product, and I can't wait for it to arrive and see how it is. And it's a new flavor. I can't wait to try it. But W.GG, they power the Beyond the Junkyard podcast, 10% off at using code Beyond the Yard at checkout. all right, folks, let's jump in. Today we're going to get into a conversation I think that's been bubbling under the surface for quite a while now. I've kind of hinted at it for a little bit, and honestly, I truly believe that it is one that WWE does not want you talking about. And I'm talking about their infatuation in this recruiting model known as Next in Line, the college athlete recruiting model, the NIL signings, the whole idea that they're going after football players and gymnasts and track stars and volleyball players and former athletes of all different sports, you name it. On paper, it sounds great, right? Like big, marketable, athletic people being funneled into WWE's system. But here's the reality of the situation. The model's not working. For every Bron Breakker, there's three or four that don't work, that don't make it. It's not a good, the system just by the mere percentages is not creating the next big stars of pro wrestling. And I really think there are at least two, but maybe three reasons why it's not working. The first is this, simple. The lack of passion of these NIL, next in line, college athletes, recruits, the lack of passion for the wrestling business. Because let's just be real for a minute. Professional wrestling is one of the hardest jobs in the world. You're bumping every night, traveling consistently. Your body's taking punishment. Most people can't even comprehend. You're always injured. Even when you feel good, there's probably some injury you have. And doing it without passion, that fire that says, I love pro wrestling, this is what I want to dedicate my entire life to doing, you're not going to make it very long in the business. And I think that's what we're seeing right now in NXT with this experiment of college athletes. A lot of these recruits, they never even wanted to be pro wrestlers, but they want the perks that WWE presents them. The exposure, the ability to build a brand. And let's not lie, they want money. But the reality is WWE is not paying developmental NXT rookies main roster money. In fact, they're paying far from it. What's it? Roman Reigns makes $10 million or so a year, I believe. And these developmental contracts are $75,000, maybe $100,000. So it's far from the main level money. And so what happens is you get these athletes who are used to being in the spotlight, like the best of the best in the college game, suddenly realize, wait, I'm making scraps compared to the best of the best. I'm busting my ass in a performance center while people like my peers and other college athletes are taking other ventures, making way more money than I am, without risking their health. I mean, let's look at some examples. You had Lexi Lette, who came in under NIL, and she had her own story. Apparently she was bullied or whatnot, and she left, and she's doing great doing other ventures. Most recently, we have Jasmine Nix, who declined WWE's second developmental contract. But these are names or some of the people hyped up in the NIL press releases, right? High-level athletes, we are bringing them in. They're the future of the business. And where are they now? Most of them wash out. Most of them never see NXT television. And when push comes to shove, because they don't love wrestling, because most of them didn't grow up watching wrestling, because they didn't have the dream of main eventing WrestleMania, they had a dream of playing in the Super Bowl or NBA Finals or being an Olympic soccer player or an Olympic volleyball player. They use the WWE as a business opportunity. And when they realize that the business isn't paying what they thought, they jump and they vanish. And that's the second piece of the puzzle. Money. NXT just doesn't pay. If you're an NIL athlete, you're not getting a six-figure deal out of the gate. You're grinding for developmental money while the company decides if you even want to stick around. And compare that to the other opportunities these athletes have. Because let's call it as it is. Social media pays more. Other brand deals would pay more. Modeling would pay more. And yes, OnlyFans pays more. You have people like Mandy Rose, who left WWE, went to an OnlyFans exclusive lifestyle, and has reportedly made millions of dollars without bumping in the ring, risking a torn ACL, or putting her neck on the line. You have people like Cora Jade, who, and I think Cora Jade likes pro wrestling, but she has suddenly realized, well, she has a whole following outside of the ring, and she's decided, you know what? I can make $350,000 a month doing OnlyFans. If you're a 22-year-old college athlete that has good looks, has charisma, you have somewhat of a following, you can make six figures a month with these other business deals, other ventures, other opportunities. Why would you stay in NXT making a fraction of the money, tripling your physical risk? Because let's just call it as it is. Elena Black, is that Cora Jade's name now? Elena Black, Mandy Rose, they can take three photo shoots at a time and give the people what they want and work 1 or 2 days a month. They can have some rando overseas handle their OnlyFans account, and they don't even have to be the guy communicating. They can just have somebody else handle their stuff and just bask in the money without the physical risk. And that's the heart of the issue. The opportunity cost. Every hour they spend grinding at the performance center is an hour they're not cashing in somewhere else. And the brutal reality of the situation is wrestling is not the most lucrative option for anyone. It just isn't. So when you sign on the dotted line and a year later you realize, oh, shoot, I could be making 3, 4, maybe sometimes even 10 times as much money without sacrificing my body. Goodbye, WWE. this was fun while it lasted. And that's why there's such a high dropout rate of these NIL classes. And let's just be honest. You can't build the future of WWE on people who don't want to be there in the first place. Why do you think WWE is insistent on bringing back the legends? They're insistent on bringing back people from 15, 20 years ago because they don't have a future that they haven't built the future. So they have to go to the past because the present is dying. So they have to go to the past. Then they have no one. They have no one to pass the torch to. There's a handful of people in NXT right now that have a legitimate shot at making it in the main roster. Trick Williams, Kalani Jordan, maybe Blake Monroe. Contrast that with the black and gold era of NXT. Remember that era? Remember when NXT was signing the hottest independent wrestlers on the planet? Guys and girls who have been grinding for years in bingo halls and VFWs, working for $15 a night, driving 6 hours just to get a booking. Those people were passionate about the business. They weren't looking for a brand deal or an NIL check. They were there because wrestling was their life. Wrestling was in their blood. That's why the black and gold NXT era felt so special. You had people like Sami Zayn, Shinsuke Nakamura, Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, Bayley, Sasha Banks, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa. All people who have dedicated their lives to wrestling long before WWE came calling. And you know what? That era produced stars, like real stars, people who carried that passion to the main roster and people that fans believed in. Seth Rollins is another example. And you know what? That's why AEW is signing better wrestlers right now. AEW is not chasing NIL athletes. They're scooping up indie talent. They're bringing in people who love pro wrestling, who have been wrestling since they were teenagers. And they've put their bodies on the line for years before they ever even get a TV contract. That's why AEW's product feels more authentic, feels more alive, feels more connected to the fans, because the wrestlers aren't in it solely for the paycheck. They're in it because they love the art form. And so here's the bottom line, because Junkyard James said so. WWE's NIL model looks great on paper, but in practice, it's broken. You can't manufacture passion. You can't buy passion. You can't recruit it out of a college athletic department. If you want the future of your wrestling business to thrive, you have to recruit people who actually love wrestling. People who would do it for free if they had to. Because that's the kind of passion it takes to make legendary wrestlers. And if WWE wants to get back to producing that kind of talent, they're going to have to swallow their pride and admit that the black and gold era had it right. You want passionate wrestlers? Well, go back to the indies. Go back to the people who've been grinding for the chance for years, for decades. Because at the end of the day, passion beats athleticism every single time. And until NXT figures that out, AEW is always going to have the edge in signing better wrestlers. Let me know what you think. Do you agree that this NIL model is doomed? Or do you actually think WWE can make it work long term? Let's keep this conversation going, y'all. Drop a comment below. If you're watching the YouTube video, like this, comment, share, subscribe, turn on that notification bell. If you're listening to the audio version of this, leave me a 5-star review like it's Meltzer in the Tokyo Dome, baby. Let's keep the conversation going. This is the Beyond the Junkyard podcast, where we love pro wrestling so you don't have to. I'm Junkyard James. You can follow me on social media at IBJYJ. That's IBEJYJ. Thank you to all of our sponsors and affiliate partners. Remember, go to W.GG, use the code Beyond the Yard, get 10% off of your order. Join the Discord. That link is in the description box below as well. Join the Real Wrestling community as we try and build that community from the ground up of fans that love all wrestling of all sorts and kinds. But yeah, I'm Junkyard James. We'll see y'all next Thursday. This has been the monologue on the Saturday show. Until next week, y'all. We'll talk to you next time. Beyond.